everyone. Your designers are here. And I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Today is episode 44. We're talking about vignettes. But before
we
do,
vignettes.
Yeah, I know, I do too. But before we talk about them, I think we have a sponsor today.
Oh yeah, our sponsor for today is Antique Farmhouse. We have loved Antique Farmhouse for years. I think they've been around longer than I've been blogging. It's antiquefarmhouse.com, and they are kind enough to offer decorating tips and tricks listeners $10 off any order over $100. And let me tell you, it's easy to spend $100 there, not because things are high priced, but just because everything is so great.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah, you're gonna love it, and really well made. So over there at antiquefarmhouse.com and use the code. I'm not kidding you. The code is code. So C-O-D-E. Like, I guess we ran out of good thoughts, but that's
code. Hey, whatever works, right? And I just wanted to say, I just got this gorgeous plaque from them. It's kind of a gray plaque. I'll have a link to it in the show notes, but I put it in my powder room, and it's really beautiful. It kind of feels like an antique sign. But it's just kind of a plaque, and you can kind of put whatever words you want on it or do no words. I hung a little.
I love how you layered it, Anita.
Thank you. Yes, I layered it with just a small boxwood wreath on top of it with a ribbon. So, yeah, there's so many things you can do. But that's just one of many things they have there. Gorgeous things. So check them out.
Well, thanks, Antique Farmhouse, for sponsoring one of my favorite things to talk about, and that's vignettes. Like pillows and vignettes.
Well, I was going to say pillow. When I think of you, I think of pillows, Yvonne. But then second or third, maybe vignettes.
Oh, I'd love to put together a vignette because it really changes the look of a room. For those people who do not know what we're talking about when we talk about a vignette, let's get a sort of a working definition. Do one of you girls want to do that?
Sure.
You go ahead, Kelly.
Well, to me, a vignette is a grouping of items. They may be on theme, or they just might be interesting when brought together, kind of, you know, like people. they play off each other, and they make each other better by the grouping.
They play off each other. That sounds
good. Yeah, and you can have them on a bookshelf, or on a table, or a coffee table, or a dining table. You can corral them on a tray, which, you know, we all have talked about before. We love that. Mm-hmm. Or they can sort of stand alone. They can be on theme, they can be seasonal, or they can just be things that you like. Mm-hmm. And there are some guidelines, which we'll go through, I know, during the course of this episode, and give you our tips and guidelines on how to create them. But you probably have a vignette or two in your house,
even if you don't,
even know it.
Well, and I think the other thing I want to say, because, you know, every time we come up with a rule, I kind of wince a little bit, because rules in decorating are pretty much guidelines, because rule I've heard in my life, pretty much there's some exception, you know, I mean, so it's just kind of a starting place, but there usually are exceptions to every rule. So these are kind of some things to think about. If you have something, your vignette, and you love the way it looks, but it violates one of these rules, don't worry
about it. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And what I also love about a vignette, it's a way to let your personality shine. Because you usually put things in a vignette that you love. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a way to tell a little story about maybe who you are.
And don't you find there's certain things that you use over and over in vignettes that you just love?
Definitely. I gravitate a lot to the same items because it works well, and it defines who I am. That's exactly right. Where is your favorite place to put a vignette?
For me, it's on my dining room and my breakfast room tables, because I've got so much space to work with. And if you have nothing there, it looks so empty. So it's just a great place for me to really play, have fun. I've got a lot of height, you know, room to work with. So how about you, Kelly?
Yeah, I would agree. Also, on a coffee table is a great place. And you can create little vignettes on bookshelves. When we did our bookshelf episode, I think we talked about various ways to decorate a bookshelf, like Yvonne's grid idea. And you're actually creating maybe little vignettes within those spaces. So, you know, really any flat surface yes. is prime real estate for a vignette. I mean, you don't want to have too many where people are, whoa, you know, it feels like a store. But
if you have too many, you can send me your extras.
That's true.
Or, you know, you do put some things away, but yeah, sure. when you pull them out. And it's so, once you get it going and you feel confident and you've got some ideas of the guidelines or take away our thoughts today, you can create a vignette in like 3 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. And I had a sweet reader of Stone Gable send me an email and she said, is it okay to do a vignette in your bedroom? And I said, oh, for heaven's sakes, yes. Oh, it's a wonderful place to do a vignette. Yes.
I think I have one really, in my bathroom. So there you go.
Any room in your house, again, to show a little bit of personality. It's that layer, that last layer that you put on. It's the fun stuff to do. Let's talk about, I'm going to call it the anatomy of a great vignette. And let's talk about the things that you put into a vignette, not maybe the items, but the type of things that make a vignette be a great vignette. Let's start out with what do we use to corral things in?
A tray.
Tray. No. Some sort of tray or even a cloth could do it.
That's a good idea.
That's exactly right. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a napkin that you've ironed that you put on your on your table. Sure.
That's right. A table topper, a beautiful antique napkin perhaps.
Mm. Oh, yes.
But also I've got some big bread boards and those are wonderful because they're large and you can usually fit something, you know, fit a lot there.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I've never done one on that, but that's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, to the right of, to the left of my sink, which I've photographed a few times now for the tours and whatnot, I have a big old breadboard, and I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I have a vignette there all the time. So my mainstay is this beautiful vase that a friend gave me, and it actually says some French writing on it. So it looks great standing on its own, or if I'm at Trader Joe's and I get some flowers, I plop them in there. A white pitcher, and then I'll interchange. Maybe there'll be a smaller candle or a smaller little tarnished silver creamer or something. So there's it, even my husband, you guys are gonna laugh, over the weekend we're working on the barn like I mentioned, and so Peter and I were, I said, you have to help me, let's look around and decide where we're gonna put this and that, and we had two things and he said, well, don't we need a third?
Seeping into his subconscious.
He got a little ahead of himself because it was just in the framing part of the
That
part.
Is so cute.
We're not really ready for your vignettes, but he was like, don't we have to find a third thing that we like?
Well and so one of my favorite.
We're going to talk about that too.
Well, and so one of my breadboards is small, but I just happen to have an antique wood crate that just was the same size. So I actually kind of put that underneath it. And so that raises up the board off of.
Good idea.
So it's up about, you know, a couple of inches. But it's interesting, you know, you're talking about vignettes. And what I've had an online shop that I'm closing. And my warehouse has been my guest quarters, which is actually where I podcast as well. But I'm just looking, I'm so excited because now I'm thinking I'm going to be painting in here and sewing more with my quote unquote, I'm using air quotes here, free time. Ha ha.
They create an extra day of the week, you'll have time to do that.
Yes, that's right. So anyway, so my vignette that I just did on top of a marble topped console is I have a silver pitcher full of paint stirrers. And some Crocs full of my paintbrushes, and I'm sorted by my wax pouncing brushes, and then my my paint brushes, and I kind of like it.
An artistic vignette, that's
and it's
right.
on a silver tray, of course, because that's where you put your paintbrushes, right?
Of course.
Well,
of
we're talking about what you use to corral things, and a silver tray is perfect. You also said a crate. I have a meat packing crate, and it's very low, and I covered the bottom with a printed burlap, and it's truly my favorite thing to make a vignette
in.
Great
idea.
Also, baskets, like round, like a low round bread basket is a perfect thing to corral a vignette. All right.
Yeah, you're decorating on a micro scale. So it is. Whereas your tray or your cloth or your runner or your basket is almost like the carpet in a big, you know, in a room. So good everything's point. Just on a little mm-hmm. scale. So mm-hmm. if you think right. about all of the same guidelines that you would use to decorate a room, and you can sort of also use them when you're decorating mm-hmm. on this tiny scale.
That is a really good point. Let's go on and talk about what elements make a great vignette. Now you're going to put things in your basket. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I certainly think you want to layer textures, or you don't want everything exactly the same. Like if you have something silver, like a silver plated something or other, you don't want everything in your vignette to be silver. Mm, or if it's wood, yes. you don't want everything to be wood. So you want those very textures in mm-hmm. there.
And that's really important for our eyes, because we've talked about this before, but our eyes actually feel texture.
Right. Yeah, you need to incorporate texture for mm-hmm. sure. So mm-hmm. that could be even if you had a white pitcher and then maybe something silver or something. Mm-hmm. I've put a piece of burlap, sort of like, you know, smushed it into the pitcher so it sort of like lays out a little bit mm-hmm. just to add, because if you don't have another textury item, you can even add it in that way where yes. you just, it's just a little bit of it where, mm-hmm. as you said, your eye, ever since you said that, it's true. I feel my eyes mm-hmm. feeling the texture mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and definitely use highs and lows.
Yes.
You don't want everything the same yes. level.
Varying heights, which brings us to risers.
Oh, I love those
so
books.
So usually to do
books.
A good vignette, you usually have to have, unless everything's naturally varying heights, mm-hmm. you can use those risers. And when mm-hmm. I'm doing candlesticks, a lot of times I have a pair of candlesticks, mm-hmm. and it just looks too flat to have yes. them both the same yes. height. So I almost yes. always put one on a stack of books. And
well, you know what mm-hmm. is a good trick for that one too? Mm-hmm. And if you're yeah. creating a new vignette and you're putting, mm-hmm. You have a new set of tapers or something to put in. If it's taper candles, you could just light one and let it burn down.
Well, that's yes, true. That's good a good idea. Point. Or and just I've done cut that it. Before, yes. too. Mm-hmm.
Great thought. Idea. But I agree. I think you have to, and you have to have something tall in mm-hmm. your yes. vignette. Something, and again, put it on a riser. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing is I keep more and more of the books in our house are turning into burlap covers.
And where is that got all your books? Maybe there's some books that you're not reading right now. So we are not suggesting, because I know there's always someone who complains when we, cover a book with something or turn mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. spine to the back. But, you know, you're not reading, let's face it, you're not reading all those books.
But the books that I cover are readable. I have a post.
Oh, yeah, they're still readable, but mm-hmm, I'm just saying some people complain because mm-hmm. you can't tell when yes, there's a cover on it
but
what book you're looking at.
Every time I think, I could really use a few more books. So I just, more and more of my books are having burlap covers or even painting them. I use chalk paint and I paint them and they look really nice as risers.
So yeah, I think as long as it's not one of our books, I think that's fine.
Yeah, please don't paint
no,
over
my desk. My decorating books are off limits.
No, and absolutely. Well, I mean, we're going a little off topic, but still on going for the risers and the books. If you want to get, a few people have asked me, where do you get these books you girls have been talking about? I either go to, obviously estate sales, tag sales, that sort of thing. But my local library has a little used bookshop. And there are volunteers that work there. It's the nicest people are in there. And you can get some books, for like a quarter. And, it might be a book that, is you wouldn't even want to read, or just one that's older mm-hmm. or maybe not in such great shape. So that might be some place where you would go and you can kind of then DIY them up like Yvonne is mm-hmm. suggesting.
Mm-hmm. So you could even have some blocks of wood or some bricks that you can paint or cover with fabric and use those.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is
Yeah, there's
true.
A lot of things you can use.
Or just
and boxes.
Even,
boxes.
Absolutely. Or a mm-hmm. little tiny wooden stool. I have one that I use
yes.
for a riser.
Mm-hmm. Those are great to use.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about what else would you put in it?
Go ahead. Well, no, I mean, but are we talking about specific items yet? Or
No. Just, again, I think something like something organic.
Yeah, a little plant, a little mm-hmm. herb, even a little succulent in a pot, something like that. Or I've done ones where... I've had roses, the little tea roses, and they
yes.
just dried beautifully. And I've saved the dried ones. And mm-hmm. I might just put a few stems of those horizontally mm-hmm. all kinds of little, you could put shells, you know, mm-hmm. anything organic is a nice addition.
Mm-hmm. Moss balls.
Oh,
willow
see,
balls.
That's, I'm really into the moss balls now. Mm-hmm. I've got them all over my tables. But, you know, a plant like an ivy.
Yeah. In a cloche.
I think I have three ivies, and two are in cloches and two are in terrariums. So,
oh,
I think
good for you.
But wow, it keeps that moisture
wow,
in.
The greenhouse is expanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just, I had other plants, but they sadly have not made it.
You're like me, Anita. I know. Also, don't discard a very good foe.
Sure.
Plant, yeah. flower. But mm-hmm. they have to be really good. I say that if you're 3 foot away and still can't tell, you're good to go. You can use
Well,
those.
my real... orchid, I'm thinking about buying a fake bloom because it's not blooming right now mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. shove in there. So yeah, we might be doing that.
They look really pretty. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I'm going to stick in is I'd like to have some kind of light in my vignette.
What do you mean, some kind of light?
A candle or
oh,
something.
Oh, right.
Yeah, or something mm-hmm. that's so shiny that it reflects light, or something crystal, something that really... has a little bit of light to it.
Well, and I love glass bottles. Like we said, mm-hmm. the glass cloches, those are nice. And the thing I like about the glass bottles and cloches is that they are clear, so you can add interest, but yet it doesn't feel kind of closed off. So it's kind of a, you know, it kind of has mm-hmm. both things. It gives you kind of some empty space and some interest at the same
because
time.
Because that's not too visually heavy. That's a really good point. Yes. What are your favorite, like, let's just pick maybe 3 to 5 items. We'll take turns. What are your favorite things to put in a vignette?
Oh, well, I love to start with some sort of pitcher or a large vase.
Yeah, me too.
Because if you have a vase or a pitcher in there, you can always add in flowers. So maybe my vase, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we're all busy, but, you know, we even... doing this for a living, you know, you're still busy and you're like, mm-hmm. oh, today I'm going to take 5 hours to create vignettes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's mm-hmm. not really what's happening. You know, it might be something that you have,
yes.
you know, the bones of a vignette that stays there all the time. Mm-hmm. Like the one I'm saying mm-hmm. to the left of my sink, you know, it's also a functioning area. So I don't want
sure.
it to be too fussy. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I have that vase that I mentioned, a large, medium, I would say, sized white pitcher. And then I change out the little third thing, depending mm-hmm. if I buy a little plant or I have a little candle there or something. Mm-hmm. And then I can put either greens that I cut, or I had wheat in there at some point. So you can change it up, but the bones mm-hmm. are still there. You can make it seasonal. You mm-hmm. can, you know, if somebody gives you some flowers, you can plop them in there. And so you don't have to be thinking about it too much. It's really simple.
Well, and the cloches, you can put, like you said, you can put shells in there. You can put plants in there. You can put moss in there, bird's nests, you know, whatever the season is. There's something seasonal.
That's me too.
So, but mm-hmm. you can put whatever or even dishes in there.
That's another
thing. Or leave them empty.
Yes. And don't you think, like we said, we keep going back to the same things over and over again. So once you find things that you love to put in a vignette, then they become very easy to make. I have 2 topiaries that are, there's really no leaves on the bottom or stems it's like they're tall, but at the top, they almost look like an olive branch.
Mm,
and they're my favorite. They always find their way to a vignette.
Well, another thing,
they're
one
of the first things I grab.
One of the things I almost always use are some sort of dishes, because I love dishes.
Yes.
And there's usually something, and they're not always white ones. Sometimes I use some hand-painted ones, some antique ones. And that's another idea, is to use a stack of plates as a riser.
Especially
like the salads to plates. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a smaller size.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just like anything on a pedestal, you could even put a beautiful piece of fruit, you know, like look, mm-hmm. I'm always in the grocery store being like, is this a really good looking lemon? I might have to take pictures of this lemon, you know,
the lemons,
something
the
like
apples,
that. Just,
the pears,
like
they
a
look
beautiful.
Great.
The most perfect artichoke.
Just showcase it. Mm-hmm. And how inexpensive is that?
Mm-hmm.
Another
That's
good
true.
Place that I neglected to mention earlier for a vignette is your entryway. So if you have, certainly if you have a big foyer or entryway, you know, go to town on a central table or something like that. But mm-hmm. I have a table off to the side where I have a lamp. And always I have a grain sack runner and always a large handled rectangle silver tray. And on there, I will change. That's probably the one that I change out the most because I tend to put little seasonal or holiday items there. And I also put a, I have a lot of miniature landscapes that I've bought at
State on a little, what a good idea.
On a little easel. And a little easel, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that gives it some height and kind of, you know, and you can even put it off to the side if it doesn't work with the things on the tray.
You can put plates on those easels too.
Anita, this is, and Kelly, this is such a good idea. Like even like a little piece of art, like you're saying, that's one of my favorite things. I have a friend who does beautiful silhouettes, like birds, and she's done silhouettes of all of our dogs.
Or even those little palette paintings that you were talking about, Kelly, would be nice on a little easel.
I'm sorry, the what?
The little palette paintings.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're actually bigger.
Are bigger than that?
For the $44, you're getting a pretty little size, right? I mean, it's got to at least be 10 inches tall. So that might be too big.
Wow. That's a nice I was going to say, that could be the focal point.
Yeah, that could be the center. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say about doing the vignettes, and I think this is a recurring theme that we talk about this all the time, is practice, practice, practice. Mm-hmm. Play around. If you put something together and it doesn't look right, guess what? It's no big deal. Just change it around, try something different, and just have fun with it.
And sometimes I'll put one together and then you're like, oh, okay, you know, I get distracted, you have to go do something else. And just later on I stand back and go, oh, that doesn't look right. Let me switch it out. Yeah. You know, and so you might want to live with it for a little while. And I don't know about you girls, but I don't specifically say to myself, I'm going to create some vignettes this week. Let me go buy something so that I just shop my house.
Oh, that's what you do. You shop your house.
Right. Well, if something new comes in, I'm excited to put it in an existing, you know, vignette or in my existing decor. But I don't specifically go out. So, you know, it's almost like when you get invited to something special and you're like, oh, you have to get the dress for such and such day. It's really hard to find the dress. But if you're just traveling your normal life and you see a really beautiful dress, sometimes it's a good idea just to pick it up because then you're ready. Right? So
that's the way I feel about vignettes and decorating. Some really good bones in your house. Just buy some gorgeous things.
Right. You don't, Have them on hand.
If you buy some really solid, good quality things and go ahead and splurge on some of these things, then you're not having to replace them all the time. Guess what? I have a new look all the time. Because I'm simply rotating things from one room to another, from one table to another, and I've got a
from
new
one
fresh
vignette
look.
To another.
But that's right. But it's always quality ingredients that I'm building on. And when you have quality ingredients that you're starting with, it's going to look great. And that's what I found. And that's my big tip, is the most important thing is that you put quality things in there. Because if you put some stuff in there that's just really, you look at it and you don't really like it, you're not going to like the vignette.
Yeah.
So always start with quality things.
You know, just like a recipe or a wardrobe. I find and as you know, I find that with my wardrobe as it's evolved. If you just have, I am also on a limited palette there. And if you, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive, but if it's good stuff that looks nice on you, it's just easy to get dressed. And so it's the same thing with decorating. Nothing really, I mean, it can be expensive if you love something and want to splurge on it, but just beautiful things that you pick up along the way in your travels that speak to you. So then when you put them together, it feels like you and it feels special to you. And the things playing off each other make each other even better.
And you just said something very important, a limited color palette.
Yes.
I think that's very important when creating a cohesive vignette.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have, I mean, everybody's going to be like, okay, you know, what is the top tip ever? But a limited color palette, again, it raises its head again. It's That's perfect with vignettes.
Well, and
it's
then
just
I was
part of
say,
decorating.
Even though you may be putting a grouping of things together that are related, throw something of a surprise in there. I had on my table a bunch of, I had silver trophies and silver champagne buckets, and I had moss balls in them and then an ivy in a cloche. So you can kind of picture, it was kind of monochromatic, which was done on purpose. But I just thought, you know what, I need to add something surprising in here. So I took one of the, you know, things out and I put in one of those Santos, which is one of the cage dolls.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it just brought it to life. So, you know, really, so don't have everything exactly the same.
Because it was a little bit too much of matchy-matchy the same.
It really was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shake it up a little bit. Oh, you know how goodness. We have a blogger friend who has a great eye and great style, and that is Jennifer Carroll. Yes. And so we want to give a little shout out to Jennifer today.
Celebrating everyday life.
Oh, beautiful blog. Mm-hmm. Such a lovely person too.
Lovely, lovely.
Love Jennifer. Yep. And she has some beautiful tablescapes. That's what I think of. Mm-hmm. And I remember at one point her table was on the cover of a Southern Living, so it was a
way to go, Jennifer.
Yes. So she knows what she's doing.
And she can put things together beautifully. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got a great eye and absolutely stunning photography.
Yes.
Definitely pin-worthy, drool-worthy, swoon-worthy photography. So we'll put Jennifer's blog link in our show notes so you can have an opportunity to share in the beauty that we get when we go over and visit her.
Celebrating everyday life. Beautiful.
Yes, and she's no stranger to vignettes.
Mm-mm. Well, no, yeah, she got another one together. That's right.
It's a good fit for today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
What would be your best tip for somebody who wants to put together a really beautiful vignette?
I would say if when you're finished listening to this or when you have some time this week, go into your cupboards and cabinets and take out what you've got and maybe put it on the dining room table and play around with it. You might want to purge a few things first while you're at it, because that's always a built-in bonus to doing that. And just see what you've got. And then start playing around with the items. Find something tall. Find something medium. Find something low. Make sure they're not all the same material or texture. Mm-hmm. And start to mixing them up. Pull out a tray, whether it's wooden or even just, as we said, a piece of cloth or a napkin. And just play with it. And see what you come up with.
So important to play. So important. And I think you get really good at it and your eye gets used to it if you just take the time. And we call it playing, but just to arrange and rearrange.
No, we call it work.
Well, that's the play part of our work, really.
We're going to have some links in the show notes to some of our favorite vignettes. So that's another part of it, is not just playing, but go check out some other vignettes. See what... You know, go check out blogs and Pinterest, put in the word vignette, and kind of see what's out there. And that'll really kind of, you know, spur you on to some good ideas. And one of my secret things that I like to, I shouldn't say secret, but
okay,
one
this
of
is
my,
your
this tip? Is my favorite tip. Okay. Well, I mean, we've talked about, I mean, this episode is chock full of tips for doing
it. It is.
But mine is, we all have these china cabinets or storage where we have our dishes. I guarantee you have some gorgeous dishes packed up somewhere, or some silver that you forgot about. So go in those cabinets. Go
release
in those
the dishes.
Drawers. Release the dishes.
Set them free.
And if you don't want them, send them to us.
That's right. If you don't want them, that's right. Send them to us. But, you know, even like grab some of your silver forks and knives and spoons and put it in a white pitcher.
Oh, I'm like compelled to do that every time I do a vignette.
So, I mean, there is stuff you have in your cabinet. I guarantee you that you pull it out, put it in a vignette. I mean, put it out and boom, you're like, you know, 75% there.
Right? Oh, that is such a good tip, because there's so many things that we have that are hidden, you know, little bits and pieces or little things that we love. But if you put them all, bring them out and put them all together, it makes such a difference.
Right.
But I think my best tip would be when you think you're done with your vignette, walk away from it for half an hour, an hour, and come back to it.
Oh, good idea.
And it gives you a fresh eye. And if you love it, then great. But if you don't, then you can tweak it. Or even if you're having trouble, like walk away from it for a little bit. Come to our blogs, look at vignettes, and then go back to it. And it will. I think that really makes a difference when you just take a little breather if you're having an issue and look at it with things with a fresh eye.
Or take a picture of it.
Oh, you're so smart.
See, there you go. Well, both things are great ideas.
Absolutely.
I mean, walk away, take a picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would say, other than that, I really like the idea of making sure you've got to make sure you vary those heights.
Yes.
Because if you do not, it will look boring. You can have beautiful things, but then your eye doesn't bounce from one thing to another if everything's the same level.
Right. You can't even see everything. So,
And girls, do you know I'm crushing on one little thing?
What?
And I have to find it. I've seen like these big wooden, they're natural looking beads, like a big.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like
I
prayer beads.
I love those.
Like
the,
yeah, they're yeah. Like giant
but they're not
rosaries.
Quite prayer beads. They're
well,
huge.
Well, but I think that's what they're calling them, though.
Is that what they're calling
yeah,
them?
Yeah, there's usually a cross on them, I've seen. They're beautiful.
Oh, I'm so crushing on that. I mean, mm-hmm. that would look so pretty, like in a
oh,
bowl
draped over
or.
A books, yes.
Yes. Yeah,
they drape through a vignette so you, mm-hmm. your eye moves along with them.
So I am good. On
so
the
you
lookout
find
for
that,
those.
You need to share that with all of us.
I okay. will. I
don't
will.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Never, never. I share everything with you.
Well, we could take a peek and see if they have any at antiquefarmhouse.com.
Oh, yes, that's a good
and
idea.
So everybody remember that they are offering you $10 off any order over $100 and use the code. And we'll, again, put the links in the show notes. This has been so much fun. I am actually inspired to go create some new vignettes in
Me
my house.
Too.
I think I need a little
And let's challenge our listeners. Go create
Ooh.
A vignette today.
And send us a picture.
Yes,
oh,
send us
absolutely.
A picture. And that'd be oh. so fun. Send it to decoratingtipsandtricks@gmail.com.
That's right.
Oh, wait, should we have a contest?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you send them in and we'll pick a couple to put on our websites. How's that sound?
Oh, that yes. sounds like fun. That mm-hmm. sounds like fun. Okay. We're going to do
spontaneous,
that.
Spontaneous.
Okay. Well, and we have been, that's contest. Right. And sometimes some listeners have sent us, remember, some vignettes mm-hmm. that were gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Donna.
That's true.
I think Donna.
Yeah. Hi, Donna.
I love Donna. Donna did the white picture and the silver and da, 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 mm-hmm. and all that
yes,
good stuff.
Yes, yes.
It's beautiful. So this was so much fun today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you all know how to contact us, I hope. And if you don't, it's decoratingtipsandtricks@gmail.com. You can send us a picture there. You could tag us on Facebook or tag us on Instagram. And on Instagram, we are Stone Gable and Cedar Hill Farmhouse and My Soulful Home. So you can look for us there. And we want to remind you, if you need any reminding, that we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.